It was not a long time ago that we celebrated the Eucharist on Holy Thursday. We celebrate the sacrament of the Eucharist, the Holy Week, during Holy Week, Holy Thursday, the Last Supper of the Lord, that we celebrate the what we call the institution, when he left the commandment of love, and the Last Supper, the bread as his body, the blood, the wine as his blood to his disciples. In that context, we celebrated the Eucharist as the sacrifice, as Jesus, immediately after that supper, he was betrayed, he went to trial, and then was crucified. And the Church gives us another feast of the Eucharist that we celebrate today, what we call Corpus Christi, or the body and blood of the Lord. Today, in a more, I would say, festive occasion to celebrate, celebration that began in the 13th century about, so the first 1,000 years of the Church, they didn't have this celebration. But I believe it is an opportunity for us, to meditate in this great mystery. The great mystery that we gather every week, many people every day, we gather and we say our thanksgiving, our prayers of praise to the Lord. That's what the whole sacrifice of the Mass is. And we receive the holy body and blood of the Lord, the food from heaven, that we call the Panis Angelicus, the bread from heaven, the bread of the angels, that is also for us food for our journey of faith. The readings today, they remind us of that. Moses, in the first reading, talked to the people. They were not far from entering the promised land. They had been wandering and walking in the desert for about 40 years. And then he kept on saying to them, remember that the Lord has not left you alone. Remember that when you were hungry, he provided food for you. So remember, keep in mind. And when we say remember, or even in the Mass, now we keep those words, do these in memory, in remembrance of me, is the word after the word of consecration, of the wine that the priest repeats at every Mass. It's not calling us just to look back. I will remember, what the Lord has done. Because we were not there. The remembrance that we talk about is make that sacrifice here, present, in our day, in our age, in our time. That's the remembrance that we celebrate at every Eucharist. The past few decades, we could say, it has grown in the Church once again, the devotion to the Blessed Sacrament. Many of the parishes, or some of them, many or some, it depends how we look or the place where we look, they have established a chapel of adoration, some of them perpetual adoration, meaning the Holy Sacrament will be exposed 24 hours a day, and people can come and say their prayers and have their adoration, or they have established times, like we in our Church, Fridays is our day here of adoration. And we get that. We love the Lord. We know that the body and blood and blood of the Lord is present there. The bread and wine that we bring in the offertory after consecration become that body. And we know that the real presence of the Lord invites us to kneel before His Majesty and to say prayers. But I want to call to our reflection today one more aspect that goes with that of our adoration of our, you know, love for the Holy Eucharist, the Blessed Sacrament, which is what we do every Mass. You know, after we partake, we share the Word of God, we say our prayers to the Lord, we bring the gifts of bread and wine, and through the Holy Spirit, the gift of the Holy Spirit, and the prayers that we offer, that will become, indeed, the body and blood of the Lord, which is shared also. It is partaken. Everyone is invited, you know, to come and receive, and receive. And, you know, before the deacon, the priest, or the extraordinary minister of Holy Communion, now they will present and they will say the body of Christ, or the blood of Christ, which we will answer, Amen. But I think we need, I know we all went to catechism, we had the Holy Communion here, First Communion not long ago, just a few Sundays back, you know, so we know we were prepared for that. And most people do come very devoutly to receive it. But what if the words were just, you know, what is implied there in the Amen that we say? What if the words would be the body of Christ? Just to say, not only receive the body of Christ, but say, you are invited to become the body of Christ. What is it to become the body of Christ? It is the church, the community. When we gather, we, St. Paul, in many occasions said, you know, when we gather, we become that body of Christ. You know, we are the members of that body. So receiving the Holy Communion as we come to each Mass, that will indeed nurture our faith, that will, you know, bring that, bind us with the Lord more and more, you know, that bond of love that the Lord loves us so much. But also, we are bound as a community as well. It's not only my personal moment with the Lord, when it is, of course, but it's not only that. It does not stop there. That body of Christ that we receive is indeed the food that should give us to be the strength to become that body as a community, so that we can share with the world. We can share with the world. And we do not take, you know, with us a piece of the consecrated host to share with the world. We do bring, we have, you know, the ministers who will bring them to the homebound, who will deliver them to those who are sick and cannot be present here in our assembly. They will receive that consecrated host. But when we receive, we become that one, you know, our person. We are the ones who are to give witness to the world. So it's not something that is out there, because sometimes that's the idea we get. You know, we come here, we kneel down, and we have the idea, oh, Jesus is there, and I am here. When we receive that body and blood of Christ, He is with us. He's going wherever we go. We're taking Him with us. Wherever we go, whomever we meet, they should meet in us, not only our person, but also the body of the Lord that is in us. So it is, you know, a call, an invitation for us to get out of our isolation, to get out of our own world, that sometimes we are so much in there, you know, my own world, my own Jesus, you know, my Lord, which again I say there is nothing wrong with that, but That's just one aspect. It is our Lord. It is the Lord that is to be shown, to be proclaimed, and that's our duty. St. Paul, in the short two sentences or three sentences, today's second reading, are we not the body of Christ? Are we not His blood? No, he's just asking the community. You know, I don't want to go into the whole story of the community he was writing to, the Corinthians, the first letter. They were a mess. Community, they were fighting each other. And then on Sundays, they would gather to celebrate the agape, the Eucharist. They would celebrate at that time, of course, they didn't have churches, they didn't have buildings. They would celebrate in homes. So the larger homes would welcome the community. And you know how they would do? Oh, the rich would come in and celebrate. Just read, you know, if you read chapter 11, 10 and 11 of the first letter of Paul to the Corinthians. The rich would come and would feast, and the poor would stand outside. You know, and Paul said, you know, you are celebrating anything but the supper of the Lord. And then he says, are you not the body? Are you not the blood? I mean, how can you separate so much what you say that you believe and what you are living in your life? So I believe the opportunity that we have in celebrating Corpus Christi is the opportunity of, yes, adoring, and with all respect that we should have, you know, the Holy and the Blessed Sacrament, but knowing that the Lord never wanted to be far away, but He is with us. That's why He became the food that we receive, that nurture us, so that we become better persons every day and every time we receive. And we, us, body of Christ, will show the world that we communicate with the Lord, that the Lord is within us, and we share that with the world. We bring the Lord to the world not only when we carry, as again, the consecrated host with us. We bring the Lord to the world when we are examples of unity, of faith, when we believe that that communion, and communion means like that, we will avoid any division. When we are instruments of division, we are not the body of Christ. We are anything but that. So we pray that the communion that we receive will strengthen each one of us in our faith, in this personal commitment to the Lord, but again, will inspire us to carry Him, especially to those who are most in need. You know, we carry to those in need who are homebound, who are sick, but there are many other people there that don't even know about. And we, as our presence, with our prayer, with our words, with our listening, we can make it possible that the body of Christ will reach out to whatever and whoever needs that, and perhaps they don't even know that they need that. And the Lord is here to strengthen us and to give us that grace that only in this sacrament we can find, you know, the real presence that we receive and we bring to the whole world.